Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, January 17th. You'll be interested to know. 63 years ago, today, in 1961, President Dwight D. Eisenhower, in his farewell address, cautioned that the United States should guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex. He expressed concern that if this influence remained unchecked, it could potentially undermine the principles of American democracy and its institutions. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny and feels like 11 degrees. With 11 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:39 and will rise again tomorrow at 7:09. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today with a high around 35 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear conditions with a low of 25 and a gentle southwest wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 7:15 with the high tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies Saturday with rain showers likely in the afternoon and a high near 46. Saturday night brings more rain with a low around 33. Sunday, there's a chance of rain and snow with a high near 42. And Sunday night, expect snow with a low around 19. On ML King Jr. Day, look for a chance of snow before 1 in the afternoon at a high near 26. Monday night will be mostly clear with a low around 9. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 19, and Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 6. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict, or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston City Councilors are considering a new tax on sugary drinks, including soda, to combat obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Councilor Sharon Durkin emphasized that raising prices on these beverages could decrease consumption while generating millions in revenue for city programs. She described this initiative as a step towards a healthier, more equitable Boston. However, some councilors, like Ed Flynn, expressed concerns about the impact on small businesses and the timing of additional taxes. Research indicates that a tax could significantly lower consumption, but the proposal will face debates, addressing both public health and residents' feelings. Now on to sports. On Saturday afternoon at 3:30 Eastern on ESPN in Kansas City, the Chiefs, at 15-2, face the Texans, who are 11-7. The Chiefs, rested and ready, aim for another Super Bowl run with Mahomes back in action. The Texans, fueled by special teams heroics, seek their first AFC Championship game appearance. Kansas City is favored with an over-under at 41.5. On Saturday night at 8 Eastern on Fox, the Washington Commanders at 13-5 face the Detroit Lions, who are 15-2. The Lions, favored by 9.5, boast a dynamic offense led by Jared Goff, scoring an NFL-high 33.2 points per game. Washington's Marshon Lattimore must contain Detroit's explosive receiving duo. On Sunday afternoon, at 3 Eastern on NBC, the NFC East champion Eagles, at 13-4, host the Rams, who are 10-7. Saquon Barkley aims to repeat his spectacular performance against a Rams defense that ranks 22nd against the rush. With temperatures in the teens and snow expected, Barkley and rookie Jeremiah Trotter Jr. will be key for Philly. The Eagles are favored by 6.5, with the over-under at 43.5. On Sunday night, at 6:30 Eastern Time, on CBS in frigid Buffalo, the third-seeded Ravens at 13-5 clash with the Bills, who are 14-4. MVP candidates Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen headline this high-stakes playoff bout. Baltimore's record-setting run game faces a revamped Bills defense, eager for redemption after a Week 4 loss. Buffalo is favored by 3, with an over-under set at 47. In local sports, last night, the season bees were off. Tonight, the Celtics, with a 28-12 record, host the struggling Orlando Magic at TD Garden. The Celtics are favored by 10.5 points. Orlando, sitting at 23-19, hopes to break their slump. Tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins, standing at 22-19-5, take on the Senators, who are 22-18-4 in Ottawa. In top news, Elon Musk's SpaceX experienced a significant setback during its seventh test flight of the Starship rocket on Thursday. Shortly after liftoff from a site in Texas, the uncrewed vehicle exploded, disrupting air travel as debris fell from the sky. Musk shared on social media that initial data suggested a leak caused excessive pressure within the spacecraft. The explosion prompted delays at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport and Miami International Airport as the Federal Aviation Administration activated a debris response plan. Despite this mishap, SpaceX successfully caught the rocket's booster after 7 minutes, continuing to push the boundaries of space exploration. In business news, On, a Swiss sneaker brand, is outpacing giants like Nike and Adidas in the booming running shoe market. Real estate broker Vinnie Petrarca discovered the brand after witnessing its unique cloud model gaining popularity for its comfort. The company, founded by former athletes, has captured a 2% share of the global athletic footwear market, generating approximately $2.5 billion in sales in 2024. As it aims to become the most premium global sportswear brand, On is expanding its product lines and marketing strategy, featuring celebrity endorsements and innovative technologies to maintain its momentum. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $101,000. Ethereum is just under $3,400. And Goatsy's Maximus is about 36 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is temporarily disabling its Apple Intelligence feature, which inaccurately summarized news. The update will roll out with the upcoming iOS 18.3 release. This decision reflects a rare admission of product failure, as tech giants struggle with generative artificial intelligence's tendency to hallucinate facts. Apple is working on improvements and will provide clearer notifications about potential inaccuracies. Similar issues have plagued other companies, including Google, which faced backlash for delivering incorrect information through its AI search responses. And in entertainment news, Regal Cineworld Group, the world's second-largest cinema chain, has announced a significant partnership with Barco to install 4,000 laser projectors in theaters across the United States, United Kingdom, and other European markets by 2030. Eduardo Acuna, CEO of Regal Cineworld, expressed excitement about enhancing the movie-going experience with cutting-edge technology. Derwin Damberg, Executive Vice President of Barco Cinema, emphasized that these projectors offer stunning picture quality and are more environmentally friendly. The collaboration, which began nearly 20 years ago, aims to deliver exceptional cinema experiences worldwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Indian spiritual leader, Buddha. And he said, "You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself, and that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.